Chapter 1. Machines in Space. The Earth's solar system has 8 planets. These planets orbit the Sun. Some of these planets have moons, but some do not. There are also lots of extrasolar planets in space. These planets orbit different suns. Extrasolar planets are very far from the Earth. People cannot visit them, but maybe one day machines will visit them. The Earth's solar system. Sun. Mercury. Venus. Earth. Moon. Mars. Jupiter. Callisto. Europa. Ganymede. Io. Saturn. Uranus. Neptune. Sending machines into space is easier than sending people there. In 1957, Russia sent the first satellite into space. It was called Sputnik 1. A satellite is a spaceship. Sometimes there are no people on it. It orbits a planet, a star, or a moon. Today, lots of countries send satellites into space. Satellites are light and they can fly very high. They often carry cameras and telescopes. They can send important photos and messages back to Earth. Probes are special spaceships. They can travel millions of miles into space. But they can also land in difficult places and do experiments. Then the probes send messages about these places back to Earth. NASA is the National Aeronautics and Space Administration in the United States of America. Viking 1 and 2 were NASA's first probes to land on a planet. They landed on Mars in 1976. Viking 1 and 2 took photos, did experiments, and looked for life on Mars. NASA's Voyager 1 and 2 probes left Earth in 1977. They studied Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Now these two probes are learning more about space. Sputnik 1. A satellite in space. Viking 1 probe on Mars. In 1997, the Cassini-Huygens space probe travelled to Saturn. The Cassini part of the spaceship was a probe. It went around Saturn and it found new moons and seas. The Huygens part of the spaceship was also a probe. It landed on Titan, Saturn's largest moon. Cassini-Huygens was very big and heavy, and it travelled 7,800,000,000 kilometres. It stayed in space for 20 years and took 453,048 photos. It cost $3,900,000,000 and more than 5,000 people worked on it. In 2003, NASA sent two more probes to Mars. Spirit and Opportunity landed on Mars in 2004. They could move over the planet better than other probes before them, and they showed us something very important about Mars. There was water on Mars in the past. Did this mean there was life on Mars in the past too? NASA's other probe, Curiosity, is on Mars now. It is exploring the ground, the air, and the rocks on Mars. It is finding more signs that Mars was more friendly to life in the past. The Cassini-Huygens spaceship. Cassini. Huygens. Saturn and two of its moons from the Cassini-Huygens spaceship. The Spirit and Opportunity probes. The Curiosity probe on Mars. Before machines went into space, people studied the solar system from the Earth with telescopes. But now telescopes also go into space. Hubble was the first important telescope to be sent into space. NASA and the ESA, European Space Agency, sent Hubble into space in 1990. Hubble goes around the Earth. We can see space better with Hubble. We saw extrasolar planets through Hubble. Hubble also studies stars before they die. When a star dies, there is sometimes a supernova. Supernovae taught us something new about space. Space is growing very fast. There are a lot of other telescopes in space now. Chandra went into space in 1999. This telescope is learning new things about supernovae. Why do these stars die? Maybe Chandra can tell us. Chandra can also find very dark places in space. These are called black holes. Gravity is very strong in black holes, and nothing can leave them. Light cannot leave them. Why is this? Maybe Chandra can help us understand black holes. The Hubble Telescope. A supernova. The Chandra Telescope. A black hole. The Coro Telescope went into space in 2006. It is looking for extrasolar planets. Extrasolar planets are very far from the Earth. They are light years from the Earth. One light year is 9,500,000,000,000 kilometres. A light year is how far light travels in a year. The nearest extrasolar planet is 4.2 light years away from the Earth. The Kepler telescope went into space in 2009. The Earth is a small planet with a special atmosphere. Kepler is looking for other small planets with the same atmosphere as Earth. There is life on Earth. Maybe Kepler will find life on other planets too. Space through the Kepler telescope.